Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 175 for Monday, December 8th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mixed in early trading but turned higher later Monday morning, receiving support from soybeans. The nearby technical lookout has shifted slightly higher, which made the overnight losses a good buying opportunity from a chart-based standpoint. Values were around a dollar above unchanged, with the January contract checking in at $424.40 per ton. Favorable prospects for development of the South American crop cast a bearish tone over values. However, the firmer tone in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures lended some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were higher, with the January contract checking in at $10.39 a bushel. Rains are forecast to fall over the next 2 weeks in Brazil, which helps the development of the soybean crop in that country. Values initially corrected lower this morning on sentiments that Friday's rally was oversold. However, they began to climb higher shortly after electronic trading resumed. The USDA reports that 130,000 tons of soybeans were recently sold to Spain. Corn was 3 cents per bushel higher, with the March contract sitting at $3.98 per bushel. Strong exports and a firmer-than-expected tone in the ethanol sector have buoyed crops, said a trader. The USDA said private exporters have secured sales of 136,000 tons of corn for delivery to Japan. There are hopes U.S. prices are becoming more competitive on the international market. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents stronger, with the March contract at $5.98 per bushel. Concerns over the health of crops in various countries and lingering unease about Russian exports lent to the bullish tone. Wet weather is slowing the wheat harvest in Australia. There are growing expectations that Wednesday's monthly supply and demand report will show larger U.S. stockpiles of grain due to slow export demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, December 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.